We're now in injury time in the second half here. It is Glen Swilly 1-15. It is Glenfin 9 points. This game's over as a contest, although we're still waiting on Robbie O'Donnell to blow the full time whistle. A big crowd here at the O'Donnell Park stand for this game and for the game that comes after Clohanealy and Ardrown. Spectators will be hoping that there's better fare, because this one has really been one-way traffic. Glen Swilly, it has to be said, have looked very impressive, and they've added to their scoreline in recent moments with Donal Gallagher getting a point and Gary McFadden with a free. Luke and McGlynn and Sean Ward have got consolation scores for Glenfin, but they need goals and they just can't get them because Glen Swilly are defending bravely at the back, and well, they want the clean sheet, and they're going to be safely through into the quarter finals along with Airua, Kilcar, St Unans and Neve Connell, and the draw will be made some stage over the weekend. Not quite sure when that'll be, but here comes Kevin Marley. And Marley, it looks good from this angle here. And the umpire puts out his right hand. And there comes a white flag. Marley, super game in the middle of the field. And that makes it 116 to 9 points in favour of Pádraig Bonar's team. And they would have been very happy if they'd have been given this before the match, no doubt, against into a derby contest. Glenfin have a great knack of getting goals, and they've had their goal chances here today, but they haven't been able to rattle Keelan McFadden's net. And the ball goes out now to Jared Ward, who played 1 minute and 48 seconds of the injury time. Can't imagine there'll be a huge amount more on this, because, well, they'll be trying to get set up for the second game, which is due to start in about 7 minutes' time. Don't know how that's going to work out, to be honest. But here comes Oran McGlynn for Glenfin, being tracked by Shane McDade. And McGlynn trying to find a pass inside. He's gone towards Daniel Marley, who's has battled to the final whistle here for Glen Swilly. And it looks like he's been foiled there, but the referee hasn't given anything. It's with Ross Marley off his left foot. And that's gone over the bar for Glenfin. That makes it 116 to 10 points. Good score from Ross Marley there. He was sin-binned early in the first half, or early in the second half, should I say. Didn't look too impressed with that decision at the time. And well, when he came back on, Glenfin had a big uphill task, and Glen Swilly looking impressive here. They'll be into the quarterfinals for the second year in a row. Of course, they pushed Neve Connell very close last year, and there goes the full time whistle, and Glen Swilly are through to the last eight. They've beaten Glenfin by 116 to 10 points. A goal in the 15th minute by Donal Gallagher left them 1-7 to 2 points up at half time. And well, it was always going to be a long way back from Glenfin at that stage. Glenfin did get the first 3 points after the restart, with Daniel Marley getting 2 of those. But when Glen Swilly steadied up, they were much the better team. Michael Murphy looking sharp at full forward. Kevin Marley having a big game in the middle of the field. And the Gallagher brothers in the half-back line for Glen Swilly drove them forward repeatedly. And a special mention to Keelan McFadden and Nets. His kickouts were excellent for Glen Swilly on the day. Glenfin will be disappointed, but they have got their senior status saved for another season. And they'll try and build from that. It's been a tough championship campaign for Glenfin, but Glen Swilly are through to the last eight, and I would safely say that nobody will want to run into them when the draw is made. So the full time score here as we get ready for Clohanealy against Ardra. Full time is Glen Swilly 116, Glenfin 10 points.